Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And all of you Odd Couple fans out there, if you miss any portion of the show, just download the podcast. New episodes go up daily on all platforms. Just type in Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. Download the show and hit the follow button so you don't miss us again. And also, of course, tell all of your family and your friends, spread the word, spread the joy about the Odd Couple. Of course, this is a Trash Talking Tuesday. You'll be able to call in now in about 30 minutes. You get 30 to 40 seconds to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. So get your takes ready. We got Antonio Daniels as well at the bottom of the hour. Your thoughts coming up soon. Rob.
Chris, can I take 10 seconds to brag or feel good about myself?
Sure.
So today I got invited, and tell me, you've probably done it. I don't know if you have, and I've never even been to the school. But I've been invited to speak and take part of a panel at Harvard March. And the series and the forum, Chris, is Culture of Change, Racial Equality in Art, Entertainment, and Sports. So I'm one of the panelists who will be discussing that coming up March 19th up at Harvard, which I've never been. Have you been up there? I've never even visited the school, Chris.
I don't know. I don't think so. I feel like I have, but I can't recall. So I don't think I have ever been there.
Yeah, I've never been there.
But congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, that should be fun. That should be interesting, too, and I'm kind of cool on that. Yep.
Absolutely. All right, speaking of kind of cool, here's the opposite of cool, the New York Jets, who have been, Rob, just a flat-out comedy of errors this season ever since Aaron Rodgers got hurt. So, Rob G., now we talked about it a little bit yesterday. All types of news circulating about Zach Wilson and does he or does he not want to play. And Rob G, kind of summarize this for us and then take us to some sound from Aaron Rodgers.
Sure. So this all popped off yesterday when The Athletic's Diana Russini and Zach Rosenblatt reported that the Jets want to make another switch at quarterback and their hope was to bring Zach Wilson back under center. However, according to The Athletic, Wilson was reluctant to step back in because he was concerned about potential injury risks. That's what their report was. Robert Saleh addressed the report. Actually, the report leaked in the middle of his press conference, which was kind of fascinating. So he addressed it immediately during the press conference.
That's crazy. That's crazy. You're doing the press conference.
How did he look comfortable?
He tried to shoot it down immediately. He even said on the record, if he was reluctant to play, guys, he would not be here, right? Shot it down. And then, which is kind of funny, later on that afternoon, had his weekly radio show with Michael Kay on ESPN New York Radio, and he did admit that it's, quote, conceivable that Wilson told someone in the Jets organization that he was reluctant to return to the lineup. And so, but he wouldn't hold that against him if that was the case, because it was a private conversation. Well, today, Aaron Rodgers made his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show, and he was not happy with the report, number one. And number two, the fact that it got leaked to the public. Take a listen.
When you use sources and try to assassinate someone's character like that report does for Zach, I have a real hard time with that. I mean, you're basically saying that this kid is quitting on the team and doesn't want to play and has given the middle finger to the organization. What is your impetus? What is your motivation to try and bury someone like that? And that's a problem with the organization. You know, we need to get to the bottom of whatever this is coming from and put a stop to it privately, because there's no place in a winning culture where, and this is not the only time. There's been a bunch of other leaks. I think it's at its core, and I think it has no place in a winning organization to be a source on, especially not if you're going to assassinate somebody's character, and especially not when it's someone that I really love and care about, like Zach Wilson.
All right, Rob, we talked yesterday. Remember, I brought this up that, man, our job was getting sources. So great job from all the reporters that were out there getting this information. Aaron Rodgers, his anger should not be at the reporters. They're not trying to assassinate his character. They're just trying to tell you what's going on with the Jets.
Right.
But if he wants to be angry, it should be with whoever leaked it from the organization. If anybody.
Right, but I didn't hear that. I thought it was about the reporters. He was talking about in the organization.
Well, initially he started with the reporters, and then he went.
Yeah, the reporters have nothing to do with it. Yeah, that's the old
kill the messenger.
You know what I mean? Like that had nothing to do with it. And I will tell anybody, Aaron Rodgers and everybody else included, Chris, some of the greatest journalism in American history were unnamed sources, okay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because
you're only going to get the truth in some situations.
Exactly. We don't just grant it to everybody and anybody. Like, that's how you get information sometimes, and people can't give up who they are. Now, if you have a leak or a mole, as we used to call them in Detroit, Chris, a mole or whatever, that's something for an organization up to hunt out. And we've seen that happen. I've seen PR people and whatnot get fired they feel like they, Chris, have leaked stuff to people. Stuff all the time happens. And there are leaks. But that's inside the organization, not the reporter's fault.
Yeah, look, if I was Zach Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, he said he's close with Zach Rodgers, I would be upset. Like I said, great job by the reporters, but if I was one of them, I would be like, man, and now it depends on how everything went down. I mean, was Zach Wilson openly talking about, man, shoot, I don't even want to get out there with that offensive line anymore.
Right,
Just him talking out in the open? I doubt it, but if that were the case and somebody leaked it to the media, that's one thing. But if he went to people, Rob, in confidence, an assistant coach, maybe the QB, Nat Hackett or a QB coach or, one of the front office members he feels he has a rapport with and can be a confidant, and they turned around and leaked it. Again, great for the reporters, but I get it. I'd be mad too if I was Zach or Rodgers in this situation. And Rob, I also think this was kind of Rodgers dropping the hammer because, we saw the report last week about Robert Saleh, Nat Hackett, and Joe Douglas, the GM, being safe as far as their jobs because Aaron Rodgers wants them back. So I think Aaron was like, I'm sure he knows about that report too. And so this was him also maybe sending a message, to the organization, like, don't let me find out who it was because you'll be gone.
And he's right. I mean, it can make people feel like you quit on a team and you don't want to play and all that. That's very serious.
Exactly, I get that.
It does. It's not.
I don't think a reporter was trying to do that.
No,
but
because it's not a column where somebody's writing that. That would be one thing. This is a report that somebody in the organization, someone that you have a dealings with and you respect and you believe it. Like, let's, Chris, you worked at a major newspaper, at the greatest newspaper in the world, the New York Times. They don't allow you just to, oh, yeah, well, I got a source and I'm going to write this or whatever. What? Like, where are we getting this from?
Right,
they
got to
believe in you that you got somebody who's giving you information. Not just any and every old thing can be not sourced and written in a paper because there are ramifications.
Rob, the way that they have handled this, I mean, you and I disagree. You think they never should have even gone into the season with Zach Wilson.
Well, I just, because I just didn't feel like, and you know where I was. I never thought he was going to play well. I know people were like, give him a chance. And this,
yeah, that's where I was. I'm like, right, look, I'm
but
not
I just
giving
didn't
up
think
on
so. You know what I mean?
Quickly.
I just didn't think he was.
But once he showed after a few games, they were fortunate, Rob. They actually won some games even as he was playing badly.
Right.
But once he showed that he couldn't really play well, that's when, I mean, a Carson Wentz was out there. We heard it from Ephraim earlier. Jameis Winston may have been able to be, you know, a trade, somebody you trade for. Joshua Dobbs even. Jacoby Brissett, could you have gotten him? Who knows? But, Rob, their season, look at the AFC. I mean, you got teams that are 6-6. Heck, even 5-7 are still alive.
And blame the Jets
the
for
Jets,
that.
And the Jets, granted, they only have seven. What are they?
Four.
What are the Jets? 4-8?
Yeah.
They're pretty much done. But if they had a legitimate, a competent quarterback, Rob,
they probably could. Chris, they could
be
6-6 if they had a good quarterback because of the defense. They probably would have won two games that they lost.
If not, and they may have even been above 500. And that is on them. And now, look, once you decided you were sticking with Zach, Rob, then as far as I'm concerned, you should have just stuck with him. I mean, and I know he looked horrible, but you go to Tim Boyle?
And then, and
like
Chris,
you and I said, how is this dude even in the NFL?
How? Did
he's
nobody
friends with
else?
Aaron Rodgers, we know that.
Right.
But come on. The dude, he couldn't play in college. I mean, he wasn't even serviceable in college. How in the world? And I get it. We've seen guys. The most notable example was Tom Brady, who wasn't great in college. He was solid. You know, he was solid at Michigan. But obviously, some guys will play better in the NFL. But not Rob, one touchdown, 13 picks.
That don't even make sense.
That's
all you
got to say.
How did you even get to play that long, Chris, to have that many interceptions? You know what I mean? Like if you're the coach.
I don't think it was that long. I think he was just throwing picks left and right. He only had one TD. But, yeah, I mean, so why are you going to him? You thought he was the answer?
And then, Chris, they give him two starts, and then they release him.
Right. He can't stay on the field.
Right.
And they just signed Brett Ripien. Okay, wow. You know, the guy from the Rams you should have went after was Carson Wentz.
Yep.
I mean, come on. They have really – and, Rob, I don't think they should fire Robert Saleh. He's a defensive coach, and I get it. He's the head coach, and he coaches – you know, he's responsible for the whole team. But the defense is very good. And these guys still are playing hard. He does seem to me to have the respect of the players. So I'm fine with him. But I will say, Rob, the mismanagement of this situation, and I think it's come from higher than him. I don't know if it's Joe Douglas. I don't know if it's Woody Johnson. But the mismanagement of this thing has been a joke. I mean, they look like some village idiots going about this.
When people ask why the Jets are a bad organization, Chris, and oh, they're snake bit, they have bad luck, and all this other stuff, you're not that bad that long without there being a reason why. I've said that about the Lions for a long time. Making the wrong hires, Chris, firing Jim Caldwell
when he's 9-7.
Right.
Twice.
And I remember Bob Quinn was the GM there, Chris, and got up there at the podium before they hired Matt Patricia and when they fired Jim Caldwell. You know what he said? 9-7 and losing in the playoffs isn't good enough for us. That's what he said.
They haven't won nine games since.
I know.
Will this year.
But you know what I mean, right?
They're 9-3 now.
But
well, they
before
were 9-8.
That,
my bad. 9-8 last
but,
year.
But with Patricia, they won nine games total in his tenure in Detroit.
Right,
like that.
Right. And Caldwell, Rob, they made the playoffs 2 out of his 4 years.
Yep.
I mean, for Detroit, that's really good. So, yeah, I agree. I mean, they look ridiculous. And, you know, they have ruined a season. It wasn't just Aaron Rodgers' injury. It was the way they responded afterwards that ruined their season. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. You can call in a little bit later, probably about 15 minutes, and you'll be able to trash talk anyone or anything in the world of sports. I imagine a few of you may trash the New York Jets. All right, James Harden is flapping his gums. Does he have a point? We'll get to that next. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature. Nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. We are brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Our friend Antonio Daniels, former NBA player and an NBA champion with the San Antonio Spurs, he will join us at the bottom of the hour. That's always fun, so we're looking forward to that. So let's
and don't
talk
forget also
NBA.
Trash talking is coming up pretty soon too.
Yes, let's talk a little NBA heading into Antonio and Rob. James Harden sat down with the Athletic, Sam Amick, and he said flat out in a long form interview that Daryl Morey promised him a max, or said he would get a max contract, and that's why he was so upset with Morey, called him a liar, and said he would leave, asked to be traded from Philadelphia, and eventually was to the Clippers. Rob, this is interesting for several reasons. Look, I know I've thought this all along. I've been told from, so I was told it by people as well. And so that's not a surprise. But, Rob, remember the NBA did that investigation and came out saying that there was no such thing happened. So I don't know if Harden didn't say anything at that point, or I'm guessing he didn't. I thought for some reason he decided it didn't help him if he would have told the NBA that, yeah, he promised me I was going to get a max deal. You know, that's what it seems like to me. But anyway.
I don't understand why you wouldn't if that was. Because there are things, Chris, that are called, as you know, a gentleman's agreement and all kinds of stuff that even though you don't sign paperwork, you know what I mean? That if you could prove.
Which is what I think probably happened here, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like that, those are things that can happen in court. A gentleman, you're like, it ain't just. I'll give you a perfect example. Elon Musk, Chris, with Twitter. You remember he tried to back out of the deal after at first?
Yep.
No. You can't back out. Like, cause they.
No, that's a good point. You're right. Like, he could have not just to nail the Maury in the Sixers, but to get his money.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's
like
a good point.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what happened. And if you remember, I'm going to buy it and this and that. And then the stocks went crazy and all that. And then he was like, I don't know if I'm going to do that. And they were like, no. You made a commitment. You went public. You know what
Even
I mean?
Though he hadn't signed anything at that point.
No, but he wound up having to buy it because they were going to take him to court.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. But anyway, I said all along, I understand where Harden was coming from. I didn't think it was right. I'm tired of him demanding all these trades in good situations. I mean, that's the thing. Brooklyn was a great situation. Even with all Kyrie's stuff, I mean, you still had Kevin Durant there. And then Philly, Rob, you're playing with the MVP who is a center and you happen to be a point guard. And Tyrese Maxey, high-scoring two guard. Now a point guard. Tobias Harris, high scoring fourth option. Like, come on, man. What did you want? And so from that standpoint, I just was bothered by it. But I thought if this happened, then I understand where he was upset. But, you know, I thought his best bet still was to play for the Sixers, get his money, and try to win a championship. And look, he's got... I mean, I guess I wouldn't say probably as good of a chance as he may have had in Philly, but, you know, he's on a good team. But what are your thoughts? Does this change how you feel about the Harden trade?
No, not really. I mean, and things change. I mean, the problem is, Chris, as you know, that maybe that was a conversation and then some of his actions and stuff going on, ownership pushing back. Remember,
that's the thing.
Daryl Morey doesn't own the team, Chris.
Right. Morey probably wanted to pay him.
And they said, no, we're not paying him. And then you're the middleman. You're the guy.
And that's the thing. I think, and again, like you said, it's not right for teams to do that to players. Tell them, look, we're going to take care of you. I got you. Just do this for us. Because remember, Harden gave up $14, $15 million so they could sign PJ.
Chris, can I give you the other ones? The Boozer. Remember the He asked the Cavaliers – to let him out of his deal. You remember that?
Said he would go back to him. Said he would re-sign with him.
And said he would re-sign. And he reneged and went to Utah and signed a new deal.
Got a better offer from Utah. And remember, he would have been playing with LeBron.
And if I remember correct, though, I think his agent, though, didn't his agent, Chris, get like debarred or whatever from being an agent? If I remember correctly.
I don't remember exactly how that went down.
The agent, agent that wound up getting the brunt of it.
That was a bad situation, absolutely. All right, we got Antonio Daniels around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest, SiriusXM NBA radio host, New Orleans Pelicans TV color analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, world champion, friend of the show, Antonio Daniels is back. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? What's up, fellas?
It's been a minute to talk with you, man. I hope you had a good offseason.
Yes. Oh, definitely did. Truly, truly blessed. How are you guys?
We are great, man. Great to be speaking with you again. And let's start with the in-season tournament. The Pelicans are still alive. They won yesterday. I expected them to lose to the Kings. Good win for them. And they await the winner of the Suns and Lakers game tonight. So, first, just tell me in general, what are your thoughts of the tournament? Do you think this is a good thing? Is this something you would have liked and enjoyed back when you played?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, I love it. And for me, anytime you have this amount of engagement in late November and early December when you're in competition with the college football playoffs, bowl season, the NFL, I think it's fantastic. A lot of people had issues with the courts and the colors of the courts and all this other kind of stuff. I didn't. I liked it because I knew that if I was watching a game
right.
with a court that I didn't recognize, that it meant something. It meant something different. So I think that Adam Silver and the NBA's brain trust, similar to the play-in tournament, they knocked this out the park. Obviously, there may be some little tweaks moving forward. You know, on our show, we talked about the point differential. And is there another way to possibly rank teams outside of point differential because you're putting players in harm's way, so on and so forth, this and that. But overall, I love it.
Antonio, could not disagree with you more. I think this is another – when we look back at Adam Silver's run as NBA commissioner – this will be another one of load management, different colored courts to try to get people. Why not just get, if the players who fans want to see would just play it during that.
How do you do
this
that?
This is not like college football didn't start last week. And people watch the NBA. The NFL has always been around during this time. It's not going to change. If the NFL puts four games on Christmas against the NBA, the NFL is going to win. Does that mean you need to change the color of the courts? I just don't even understand the whole rationale of it. I don't.
Okay, so here's my question. Because you said guys just need to play. And I could not agree with you more. I cannot agree with you more. But there are certain things that we say in real life that are easy to say and difficult to do. Cliche statement. Like when as a player, when the coach says, you know, we have to play 48 minutes of mistake-free basketball. That's impossible.
I get that, you know? I just think the league, like this is not soccer. You're not reinventing the wheel. I just don't believe anybody's going to say, "Oh, LeBron won the first play-in tournament."
He has
a mark over Michael Jordan. That makes him the GOAT. Or if he loses, people will say nobody cares about that tournament. That you can't hold that against LeBron. Who wins on this?
Right. What Chris did not say, he asked how I felt about the tournament. He didn't ask if I feel like these tournaments will impact guys' legacy.
Antonio, I'm personally with you. I like it. I think it's a good idea. I think there's no harm to it. And I think years from now, I think eventually this will become a big thing. You know, and obviously it's not the NBA championship and it's not meant to be. But I think like 15 years from now, 10 years from now, Jordan won't be even in this. But if you're talking about some of the greats, you might say, yo, so-and-so has three rings and five in-season tournament championships.
Chris, I don't believe that's ever going to be a conversation.
I don't think it could be a problem.
I can tell you this, though. I'm going to tell you what I can tell you. And calling the game last night in Sacramento in the in-season tournament in the quote-unquote the quarterfinals, I have not called a game this early in December that felt like that one. I can tell
right,
you that, Rob.
Because guys, look, Antonio, when you were in college and you guys played in a Christmas tournament, it didn't mean it wasn't the end of the world. It didn't mean you were going to the NCAA tournament.
But you
tournament.
Wanted to win it.
Right. You're competitive. You want to win it.
And we weren't even getting financially compensated either.
Exactly.
We
that's all it is.
All right, I'm the old guy. Get off my lawn. But it just hasn't moved
you are.
Me. I see the courts, Antonio. They just don't. I like to watch NBA basketball, and I don't need bells and whistles and colors
know,
to get me attracted.
And I mean this respectfully, though, Rob. You're like, it's not just about you. Because this engagement, you're a basketball head, though. You love basketball. It's about bringing in other people that maybe aren't as in tune to the NBA as you are.
Antonio, he loves baseball, and if they paint it – If they painted the baseball infield purple,
no,
he'd love it.
I would not. I love baseball, but I'm not going to get into it like that. All right, let me ask you this.
Quick, because we talked about you calling games for the Pelicans. How do you feel about them? I mean, I honestly, we're seeing a lot of young teams. I mentioned the Kings. Obviously, Orlando out east. You've got Oklahoma City. You got Minnesota in the West. And that's where the Pelicans are supposed to be, in my view. Like, they're supposed to be near the top of the conference. And maybe they'll get there, but they're not right now. How do you feel about how they're playing, and specifically Zion? He's playing regularly, which we all love. But I would like to see more than 5.5 rebounds a night from a guy with that, you know, physical ability. What's your take on the Pelicans and Zion?
Well, here's the thing about New Orleans thus far. They haven't been healthy. Again, that's been the issue so far. So we can look at Zion playing in games. He just played his first back-to-back this past weekend. We can look at B.I. being healthy. But Trey Murphy just came back. Trey Murphy played in his second game of the year yesterday. His second game of the year. C.J. McCollum just returned from a collapsed lung. Jose Alvarado just came back about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Najee Marshall, about a week before that. So when you're not healthy, it's tough to kind of get a sense of what the team can become. But I will tell you this. They check all the boxes. They check all the boxes. When you look at length, athleticism, defensive prowess, toughness, firepower, star power, and versatility, the ability to play big and small, they check every box when they're healthy. And as Mike Brown said yesterday, when you get guys back like C.J. McCollum and Jose Alvarado and Trey Murphy, that makes this team so incredibly difficult to defend. Because you're not defending Zion with one guy. You're going to throw multiple guys at him. Once you throw multiple guys at him, now you have other guys that can knock shots down. So it's tough to make an assessment on this team right now, but the one thing that I can tell you from day one of training camp, even though Jose wasn't in training camp and Najee wasn't in training camp and Trey Murphy wasn't in training camp, is the fact that they check all the boxes across the board.
Okay. Let me ask you about Denver. Do you like them? Obviously, you know, trying to repeat is very difficult. Jamal Murray with the ankle injury, but they got – a lot of, you know, I like their team a lot, and as long as the Joker's there and if they get him, if they're completely healthy, I like them to repeat. Where are you just watching Denver this year so far?
Here's my thing with Denver. I am not on the side of it's Denver and then everybody else. I don't feel that way. I feel like depth in this league is incredibly important. But it depends on the perspective that you're looking at it from. The fact that Bruce Brown is no longer there, the fact that Jeff Green is no longer there. Now the best player that you have coming off your bench right now is Christian Brown. They have a legitimate five. We know that. They have a great starting five that is battle-tested, that is experienced, and that have gone and won an NBA championship. But once you get past those five, what are you looking at? That's my issue with the Denver Nuggets so far. So I'm not on the side of, well, it's the Denver Nuggets atop the West, and then everybody else is the next tier down. I don't feel that way.
Antonio, if you can do it in 30 seconds, we know you played for the Spurs, so you're connected to that organization.
My
what are
God,
your thoughts on Victor Wembanyama?
Fan. I'm a fan, but just like I told the Spurs fans this summer, it's going to be a process. He is not stepping into the same situation that Tim Duncan stepped into, where you have David Robinson and Sean Elliott and Avery Johnson and Mario Elliott and Steve Kerr and all those guys there. So it's going to be a process of growth and learning. And this is weird because the Spurs fans aren't accustomed to this. They aren't accustomed to losing at this level. But you can't deny the fact that you've ever seen a 7'5" man this fluid and this skilled. But it's still going to take time, no matter how you look at it.
He's given you 20, 10, and 3 blocks.
And he's not
individually,
year,
right? It's
and he's
not even
still
close.
Not the rookie of the year. He's
no,
still not
he's
the
at
Holmgren.
Holmgren.
Yep.
Right? No,
but let me ask you this: with the way that they're losing, what is that about? I know they got a young team.
I don't
team,
put
but,
that on him at all.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not even bringing up Wemby. I'm just meaning in general. What? I'm shocked. It's like 30 point losses every other
I know,
night.
But the thing is, like Rob, we know old teams don't win in this league, and really young teams don't win in this league. That is a really, really young basketball team. Like, they're not going to win. They're not going to win. That Houston, to turn the corner, they had to bring in Jeff Green, Van Vliet, and Dylan Brooks, and a new coach in Ime Udoka. You have to have a mix of youth and athleticism and exuberance with guys that are battle-tested, experienced, and that have been there before.
All right,
so
that's our
you're
going
to have to add some guys to their roster.
That's our man, Antonio Daniels. Great to talk to you, man. I look forward to speaking to you through the season.
Yes, sir. See you later,
for
buddy.
Sure. Appreciate you guys.
Yep. Trash Talking Tuesday is now 877-99 on Fox. Call in and trash somebody.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And you guys can test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It's time for Trash Talking Tuesday.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off real quick. Let's do it. Robert in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Robert?
What's going on, fellas? I'm trashing the sports media on how they handled this Josh Giddey situation. I just didn't like that, the way they handled the situation as far as how they talked about, was all over news about Ja Morant, about Ime Udoka, about Miles Bridges, but nobody want to touch the situation, and they tap dancing rather than using the excuse of, well, these allegations, we don't know enough, which I didn't know the full things about all these other situations, but they were just talking about it on every, it was over every sports network, and now we can't get no one to talk about it. And it's not on y'all, but just in general, just handled poorly in my situation, and even handled bad by the NBA.
All right.
All right. Yes. I don't know what to say to that. Adam in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Adam?
What's going on, fellas? I'm trashing, I'm kind of piggybacking him, the media. And it's kind of the fact that everybody's on Zach Wilson. Why can't he quit on the Jets? The Jets quit on him about 15 times, put a crap line in front of him and a subpar coach. Now he wants to quit. Let him do it. See you later, fellas.
Okay.
Wow, I could disagree more.
Right, but that's his take. We're not interrupting. Let's go to Brandon in Orlando. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Brandon?
Well, first off, first time caller, long time listener.
What's up?
But for all those butthurt Fresno State U fans, y'all need to be trashing y'all commissioner. Check this out.
I think
out.
You mean Florida State.
No, I called them Fresno State. You don't recognize Florida half of the state school. But anyways, back in 2021, there was talk about playoff expansion. And something that's happened that the Big 12, not Big 12, the Big 10, the Pac-12, and guess who? The ACC declined it because, oh, if they would have expanded it for this year, the SEC would have got too many teams in. Come this year, perfect storm. Only got four spots, five teams. Look who got left out. So, well, go blame the committee. Go blame your commissioner.
Very nice. Nice take there. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it. MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, MJ?
Trashing sports media writers, journalists, and sports debate shows. The narrative's like a team is championship ready, has championship aspirations, and have expectations. I grew up watching, playing, and loving sports, follow my favorite teams and players. Talk of rings and championships were far and few and in between because the Cowboys, Steelers, Lakers, Celtics, and Yankees dominated. Now that's all mentioned daily is that they play for championships. National sports analysts, opinions of local teams, a watered-down game that focuses mostly on highlights, scoring, and salaries. Analytics and statistics mention more to professional athletes. Can I, you, and me get back to the love of the game, the execution of the game? Not slanted commentary, support, and debates. Most of all, not just fantasy sports, sports betting sites, and sports books. Thank you, guys. Have a great show.
No doubt. We'll hear you, MJ. No doubt. Gary in Houston, quickly, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
The corrupt playoff committee. This is a committee that doesn't know football. At one point, this committee ranked Oregon over Texas because of Bo Nix's completion percentage. They said Liberty deserved a nearer Six Bowl because they just kept winning and should be rewarded for being undefeated, despite having the worst schedule in the country, but they failed to follow the same logic for FSU. They moved Tennessee and Oregon State down four spots after losing by 29-24, but they moved Georgia down five spots after losing by three. They don't know how to analyze the game. All they do is look at numbers on a computer screen at a fancy hotel with free food and drinks. Any moron can do that. For everyone who's defending the committee, just know who you are defending.
Wow. All
right. He got that in quick. He was like,
good job there, too.
Y'all said, I'm up against it. Here you go.
Nah, and he got it all in.
Who
Gary,
you trashing,
we appreciate that. I'm just trashing the Jets. I've been harping this, and I'm not going to make any excuses. You know I'm not making excuses for Zach Wilson, but they've just mishandled this, Chris. That's all. Can we admit that? They've mishandled this whole
ridiculous.
Thing.
It's been That's horrible. All. I mean, they look foolish. Like I said, as time goes on, it gets worse and worse with them as far as this Zach Wilson or really this quarterback
the
situation.
The whole quarterback thing, right. The whole thing.
Absolutely. All right, hour number three is right around the corner. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!